Hi guys, welcome back to We Should Talk, a pop culture interview series from In The Now. I'm your host, Gibson Johns, and today on the podcast we have Serena Kerrigan. I was talking to Serena during the launch week for her new Do It For The Plot shake at Joe & The Juice. It's available at any Joe & The Juice across the country all summer. And, you know, Serena has expanded her brand in so many kind of unexpected, unique, very much her ways. You know, she has her own card game, she has the shake, there's other things, there's a live show. And these aren't things that every content creator is doing. And she's really kind of carving her own path. And to hear her explain it in this interview was so fascinating and interesting. And it really does all connect back to this sort of larger story that she's telling with a character that she's created online. And we really unpacked a lot of this stuff. And again, she just has this, she calls herself the queen of confidence. And she lives up to that. And not in a way that's intimidating or cocky. It's a way that you kind of, after talking to her, you want to take some of that with you. You want to, you know, she has all these mantras and pieces of wisdom, and she really is such a wise person. And, you know, she thinks through everything she does. And you learn something from her just by hearing her speak and answer some of the questions I asked. And I just found our conversation to be so awesome. And I loved talking to her. I could have talked to her for like a whole afternoon. So yeah, I really think you all love this conversation. If you are near Joe and the Juice, if you pass one this summer, get the Do It For The Plot shake, and keep listening for my interview with Serena Kerrigan. All right, so we're here with Serena Kerrigan. We're doing it for the plot. Serena, it's a big week for you.
Major
week. You just launched the Do It For The Plot shake at Joe and the Juice nationwide. How are you feeling? I know you had a big launch event the other day.
Last night we had a launch event. I think 300 people came. It was amazing. My fan base community goes so hard. Let me tell you, they show up for me. I saw people came from Boston. They literally came from Boston. They came from all over. There were people that had met at my previous events before that came together. I really always love to remind my community to show up alone if they don't have a friend to go with. Because I feel like
That's nice.
They're, you know, this is my SF crew. Like they're all empowered women. I remember at one point I asked the audience, because we did a Q&A, who here hasn't spoken to themselves in the mirror, and only one person raised their hand. And I was like, I'm going to the bathroom after this and we're going to do it together. But it just shows you how the community is so like, they're empowered and they're so supportive. Anyway, it has been an amazing week. It's so surreal. And to be honest, it hasn't really hit me yet how major this is.
Yeah.
It's an unbelievable opportunity. And I feel like it just like further pushes along the message of doing it for the plot, which is to be an empowered individual who realizes that they're the main character of their own story.
Well said. And honestly, anybody who's anyone has their own blended drink at somewhere, at some outpost somewhere. So like you're on that list now.
Well, no one has it nationwide. Let me just say, sorry,
but there we go.
I just got to remind.
I love that. That's a good caveat.
And hopefully soon global, obviously. World domination.
Obviously. What's the feeling like when you get tagged on the Instagram story of somebody drinking the shake? Like, are you kind of getting like, does it give you that feeling like every time you see that in your DMs? Like, oh my God, people are out there asking for this shake. Like it's because you made it happen.
Yeah, it's an amazing feeling. It's amazing because it's about the story. I think I didn't go out and say like, I want to make a shake. Like I love shakes. Like,
Yes, I do.
But it was about it was about confidence. How do we push this message of confidence and tell the story about being a confident individual through a product that has such a great global reach and is a really well-loved destination? Like we know that the tuna cotta went viral. Like it's a very, what I love about Joe and the Juice, it's a very like homey coffee shop vibe that you recognize. We love the color pink, obviously.
Obviously.
I really love that. Like I went to Copenhagen, which is where it was originated. And it's like, there are more Joe and the Juices than there are like Dunkin' Donuts in the United States. Like it's crazy. So for me, it's like, yes, it's the best because we have these co-branded cups that say, do it for the plot with my face on them. So for me, it's like, if someone's drinking it, they're going to remember like, do it for the plot, like do it for the story. This is your story. If something doesn't work out, it is for the plot of that story. And like you are that main character and you are the writer, producer, director, and star of your life. So you need to start acting like it.
And you talked about, you know, how people came to that event from different cities. They traveled to be at that event. I remember you posted this video, I think on your birthday earlier this year, which is from your live show. And there was like a portion of that
from meet and greet. And it was kind of the same thing. It was these people coming from like other countries and people. Yeah. I'm curious if like in those moments, you know, because people have, again, traveled to see you. Is there a pressure to like live up to what they want from that moment from you? You know what I mean? Because they're coming to meet you. They're coming to interact with you. And you've created this incredible brand that I think it does create kind of expectation from certain people. I'm curious what, if that goes through your mind at all, or if you're just like, no, this is me. I don't have to really kind of like overthink that.
I think the reason I wanted to create a brand in this is really what I wanted a community. Like I grew up as an only child of divorced parents. I spent a lot of time alone. Mm. And so for me, like making a connection with people was something that I had to do from a very young age because I didn't have siblings. And I was always like seated across from an adult at dinner, like from after school till bedtime, always one adult, right? Mm-hmm. And so being able to connect was something that's always been come very naturally to me, but also was very important to me. And so when I have these moments with people in my community, they want to connect. There's not this expectation of like, what, you know, they want to make a connection with me. And that is something that I want to do too.
Of course.
So it's a very easy flow because it's not like that is the whole point of this brand is about connection and feeling empowered and having like that confidence to walk into a space and maybe not know anyone in the room and going up to someone and saying hi. And last night that happened, these group of five girls were like, we all just met and we all just moved here and we're all just friends. And then I found this other girl that actually went to high school with who was alone. And I said, I'm introducing you to someone. I brought her and I said, please meet her. Like she's amazing. And then it's like, they all became friends. That's the point of all of this.
Yeah.
And so it's when I meet them and they come and travel so far, it's like, well, okay, it means I'm doing something right. Like, of course, like selling a shake, amazing. Like, that's so awesome. But it's about the story and it's about really making an impact in people's lives, but not in the sense of like, I feel like people say to me, like, you've changed my life. It's like, no, I didn't. I gave you the tools for you to change yours. I just communicated a message in a way that made sense to you.
Yeah.
I'm not doing anything new here. Talking to yourself in the mirror isn't anything I created, but the way that I communicated the talking to yourself in the mirror was something that was helpful for me. Like I didn't like the affirmations, the I am worthy, the like Pinterest mantra that I thought was corny. So I was like, what would I do? What would I say to my best friend? Like I would say, you look fucking hot. That's the thing I say in the mirror. That is what makes me feel good. Right.
Right.
So I think that's what it is.
I think, yeah. And what is that feeling for you when, I mean, cause you have all this confidence and it clearly sheds off onto the people who are so loyal to you and then love everything you put out there. When you see, or when you hear that they've gotten a little more confidence because they followed you or they heard something you said, or they took it something and ran with it. That's a good feeling too, right? Like how does that kind of circles back around and gives you more confidence as well, right? It's like kind of like
Of course. I mean, don't get me wrong. Like if that's happened. People have said, I moved here because of what you said, because I did it for the plot, or like I let like a guy goes to me and I didn't even take it personally because you said rejection's redirection. You know, like I didn't chase after this girl that I was dating because I'm a prize and prizes don't chase winners. Like, yeah. Like, are you kidding me? Like that's the goal here. Like that's always been the goal is to empower. Like I said, like about 3 years ago when I quit my job, like I wanted to be like the Oprah of confidence. Like when people said confidence, I wanted them to think of me and I wanted to monetize that for sure. But I really wanted to, how do I get the message out to as many people far and wide? And I think really at the end of the day, like, yes, I call myself the queen of confidence, but if I was really the queen of something, I'm the queen of communication. Like whether it's my card game, whether it's my, like the mantras that my SF commandments, as I like to call them, or whether it's like the shake was for me a way to communicate the message totally. In a way that like to eat, people love shakes. People love to like, you know, I'm a working woman. I'm juggling a lot of things as a lot of people in my community, like sometimes they don't have enough time to like have a proper sit down meal. Like they can go run dates, like dating. Like I feel like so many dates are about drinking. Like it's very alcoholic centered. I was like, how great would it be to like go on a date with a guy or for me and to have a shake and like
have
to be sober and like have to be okay and normal. So, but at the end of the day, it's about communicating the message.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
That's what I think that like, in terms of marketing, I'm very good at. It's like, I think people get lost in, we need to sell the product. You're not selling a product. You're selling an emotion. You're selling a story. That's what you're selling. Because totally. That's what people want to feel, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I was going to say, I mean, I, as we said before we started recording, I'm really good friends with Macy, who you've worked with, and she worked on the card game with you. And before I even knew about the card game, she brought it to, we were at American Bar, by the way, she brought it to dinner, kind of showed me and my friend Rachel the game. We played there. And like, I was just like, Serena has expanded her brand in so many unexpected ways, I think. But they all make sense. And I think it all just ties back to what you're saying, which is just like, the message doesn't get lost regardless of what you're doing. And I think that you've just been really smart with that. Is it conscious to go in unexpected ways like that for you? Or is it like, because there is kind of like a well-trodden path, I think, for some people that they just do it because they think they should, but you're not doing that.
I think if someone's done it, I don't want to do it. So that's why like everyone on earth has said, do a podcast. I can't do it. I can't do the podcast. I want to, I think I would, we both know I would have a great podcast.
Of course.
It's been done. People are doing it. People are doing it well. People have been doing it for years. Could I do an iteration of it? Absolutely. But that was with my live show or with the card games or with the show or with like, I did, you know, a collaboration with Studs with the earrings and having it inscribed for the pot on the inside. Like, I like doing what other people aren't doing. Not where I'm like, I have to come up with the idea that no one's done.
Right.
I like it as a creative exercise. How do you infuse the messaging that took me years to really fine tune? And I did. We have the brand now. We have the SFK commandments. We have the real messaging. People can really like make a starter pack of my brand at this point, right? So then how do you infuse it into something like a shake at Jill and the Juice? Like that to me was an amazing exercise. Like, how do you do that? That's food. Like how can, so to me, that was the point. It's like, how do we keep it consistent in this flow of the brand? It needs to feel like it makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, don't get me wrong. I love Joe and the Juice, but like, that's not enough. Right. And like, it's because it's like, you want people to leave. Yes. Feeling fulfilled, feeling like they just had a really yummy shake. And like, of course, but how can we go a step further and make them feel empowered through food?
Yeah.
Interesting.
No, it's the challenge for you.
It's so fun. It's so fun. And honestly, it's funny you bring this up because I literally was like, what's next? Like, what's the next one?
Yeah.
Because it's totally. Like, what, like at this point, if I can do food, if I can do jewelry, if I can do sweatshirts, if I can do cards, like I can do anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And I can't even, I mean, I've done like 700 celebrity interviews and I can think of so many that like I'm talking to the person and it's like, yeah, it's clear they just slapped their name on something and called it a day just because it was a quick check. And I don't, none of this is that for you. And it's like, you know, I think maybe on the surface, it's like, oh, she's doing a shake, like why, whatever, but you're explaining it. And it's like, no, it makes complete sense.
I mean, look at the imagery from the campaign. Like I'm literally naked in it. And it's like, well, why? It's because like we had a dress, a great one. It was from the Attico and it is in some of the store images because it's a little less risque, but I did it because we were on set and like I was posing with like a jewelry bra and I was like, wait, I'm sorry. This whole thing is about doing it for the pot. And like, we have the fruit and like, it feels very like raw and like it's summer and we're going to be naked. Like we're going to be in swim. We're going to be like, so it's like that again, that was a choice where I'm like, I'm taking it all off. Mm. And that was like a creative choice that was very intentional. It wasn't like, oh, I want to look hot on this thing. It was like, how does this align with the messaging of the campaign? And everything goes back to the messaging. And I think that is what, like, I'm just obsessed with marketing. Like, I think it's so fun because
your
mind works
like that.
Mm-hmm. Right? But you're telling a story. It's all people. Why are we obsessed with Super Bowl commercials? Yes, we see like famous people, but it's because they tell really great stories. Why do we love the Apple commercials or the Google? They always like make us like cry because it's about the story. It's not about the product. And I think it gets really lost.
It does.
And even working with brands, they're like, we need you to say X, Y, and Z about the product. I'm like, no, you need to leave people feeling an emotion and then they will register that emotion with the product. They will.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll be more likely to buy it. You know, and not every time. Sometimes people actually want to understand the minutia. But for me, it's like now when people think of Do It For The Pot, they're going to think of Joe and the Juice, you know, well, they'll think of the shake. That was, and vice versa.
Yeah. I interviewed Girl Boss Town from TikTok and she's being hired by brands to consult for them in some of these ways. Have you ever been asked to like consult for people and then talk them through some of these things and be like, okay, how do I actually make this authentic and me? Do people ask you that?
Absolutely. Yeah. And I'm really good friends with Robin. And she was like, she was actually, I think she was the person that, it's so funny that you mentioned her, because I saw her a couple of weeks ago and I hadn't told anyone about this campaign and I hadn't showed anyone the images or whatever. And I showed her and she goes, it was the first time where I was like, oh, this is really like major. She was like, this is like next level for you. Like, this is crazy. This is like really a level up for your brand. And that's when it kind of dawned on me like, oh, wow. Like, you're right. Like, this isn't just like something I've done before. And that's the thing in terms of consulting for brands. Like, I would absolutely love to do it. Right now, I'm very much in my, like, how do I amplify my brand for me? It's definitely a second act thing, you know, when like I'm over it. I'm like, absolutely. But I do it on this. I do it, like, I do help my friends with their own businesses. It's just something that I love to do. Like, I love, like, because I think it's also about creating a character. Like, I created a character online. SFK is a character. And how do I constantly create for her worlds and create, like, you know, Plan B, I worked with them multiple times, right? Because it's like Plan B fits within SFK's world, right? She's an empowered woman dating. And like, and so it's like, again, but when they come to me, I think about not that, you know, I do think about the product obviously and how amazing it is and how empowering it is to have something like this, but also beyond that, like, how does it fit within the SFK
bigger picture? Yeah, 100%. Wait, I mean, you mentioned consulting with Robin and like you're good friends with her. And I think about this TikTok that went viral earlier this year a lot, just about like going to influencer events. This one girl said that she like had a bad experience. People weren't friendly. People weren't welcoming to her. But I mean, just in that one anecdote you just told me, like, that's not been your experience at all. And you have more of a camaraderie. Is that something that you, that's not your experience clearly being in this world? But what do you think about that?
I find that, because I started Refiner 29, I was started in like more of the Instagram era. And I find that's found that to be a lot more exclusive. People wouldn't follow, creators wouldn't follow each other. It was very insular. TikTok is a very different beast. And I think that community wise, like in terms of the community of creators, like we're all in a group chat, all the New York City girls, like, you know, I'm in like an Equinox one with all the New Yorkers. Like we go to West Village, we go to classes together. Like a lot of creators came to my event last night, a lot. And it was actually a community forward event. It wasn't even for influencers. I really wanted to make it about the fans and about, you know, for a space for them.
Yeah.
But I invited my creator friends because I love them and I support them. And a lot of showed up. And I was it was amazing. Touching. A lot of them, Rob, Remy, Robin, like Kit Keenan, like so many people like showed up for me, Margot Oshry, like, you know, and it's like, I think at the end of the day, it goes back to like, why wouldn't we all support each other? Like my success has no bearing on anyone else's success, like at all, you know, like it really doesn't. And I think that if you're confident enough to feel that way about yourself and feel you're good about your path, then you want to lift other people up. And that's always been my MO. Like I'm always trying to like support and like, because it makes me happy and it's like their win is my win. I think though, I think it doesn't surprise me though that a girl goes to the party and has a difficult time and within that happens. I mean,
it's kind of a self-fulfilling prophecy though. I think it's kind of like maybe she wasn't open to that energy. You know what I mean? Like, as you're somebody who's an open energy, you know, that's not.
Totally. And you know, but too, like when people have a following, there is a level of self-importance. People follow me. People watch everything. People want to know what I'm eating and wearing, right? So that exists. So it's very easy for you to become entitled. It's very easy for you to have a big head. It's also very easy for you to surround yourself with people that say yes to you. Because I always knew since I came out of my mother's stomach, C-section baby, that I was going to be famous and I was going to have a following and I was going to be a public figure and I was really going to make something of it, like beyond just like having it to have it, but really try to like push a message. I didn't know what it was, but because I always knew this within me, I've been preparing this for this role for my entire life. So I also have, I didn't blow up overnight. I have never blown up overnight. I've been working at this for literally a very long time. So as a result, I don't feel that sense of entitlement or like, I don't, because I've been prepared for this. I surround, my best friends are all doctors and lawyers. Like I don't, so it's like, I kept very, stayed very grounded, or I try to. And so and further, I'm going to say this, and it relates back to the campaign. The reason that this synergy happened with me and Joe and the Juice is because the woman who's leading this at Potion PR, Juliana Goldman, and I, when I used to be at Refinery 29, is probably an intern or like an associate producer or PA. You know, I was producing a lot of content and I was in touch with a lot of publicists. And like, I was always extremely nice, always, because that's just like what I was taught, always. Like the reputation is everything. And just be nice. It's literally free. It takes no time. Like, just be nice. She told me I was one of the few people that always would respond to her emails. And once I even called her to talk to her about something, and that stuck with her. And that's why when she thought about who to do this campaign with in the beginning, and
all loops back around.
So it's like, when people aren't nice, I'm like, what are you doing? Like that, and it's like that girl in that video that made that video, now forever.
Yeah.
She's going to think of that person who wasn't nice to her, and that's done. Right. And you really have one to really, to make a good impression. And so for me, reputation is everything. And like, sometimes I've even sacrificed like my own, like I'll do an extra thing for a brand or a client or something because I want to leave with a really good feeling about me. Right. Because at the end of the day, like, well, we spend the majority of our lives working. So we just would rather work with people that are really nice.
Yeah. There we go. I love you talking about the character that you created to be online. And I'm just curious where that stops and starts. What kind of corners of your life do you section off and it are not part of that character? What's that balance?
I think it's interesting because it's like when I was in 2020, when I quit my job and I started going live every day, like right around the live show, started doing Let's Get the Live show. Like I would go live every day. I had that show Quarantinis with SFK. And I just it was such a like liberating, like I didn't give, like I was so fearless. Like I shared everything. Like I was live for an hour drinking, cooking, talking about what everything. And I think unfortunately, like as you become, you build more and more and more, and the stakes get higher and you actually have a brand to preserve, like that liberating feeling of being able to say anything online has unfortunately like dwindled. Like it just like I can't afford to do that anymore. Like there are people that I literally am paying their livelihood, like beyond my own. Like there are people that I'm paying and like, I can't just like, this isn't about me anymore.
Yeah,
this
is something bigger.
So it's like, and further, I feel like, you know, what is the point? What's the intention behind sharing something? I do think that the character served as a real buffer for me in my real life, but then online as well, right? Because it's like, if I say something as SFK and someone shits on it, well, I'm like, well, that's a character anyway, so I don't care, right?
Yeah.
I think the real act of courage and the real true test of being confident is being able to show up as Serena. And if they don't like it, being okay with that as well. And not being like, you, I'm the queen of confidence, whatever, which is super fun. But that is, and I think that as I've gotten older too, so it's like weird. It's like, I used to be so fearless and so myself, but also the character, but just like blah, everything. Then I kind of went insular, felt very like, had to be the character online and on TikTok specifically, like, you know, the Regina George that slaps you in the face to make you feel good energy. And then now as I'm getting older, I'm like, I feel more comfortable showing up as Serena and saying, hey, I'm struggling with this. I'm struggling with talking about dating because honestly, like, I don't know if I'm doing, and I'm like, I'm spewing out advice that I don't even take myself. Like, you know what I mean? When I say that, everyone's like, this is so relatable. We love you, we get you, we love you. Like, don't worry. Like, you don't have to like create this kind of content. It's not making you happy. But I think that like I am more selective about what I choose to share. And I wish, honestly, like I do sometimes miss the complete vulnerability online. Like I do. Like, I think that it probably, but I'm too. My end goal here isn't to be a creator. It's to be a filmmaker. It's to be a businesswoman. It's so beyond that. And so it's like, I do feel this like protectiveness. Like it's a step to what I really want to do, which isn't really about me. It's about storytelling, which is actually what I want to do.
Yeah.
Which I'm running wrong, which will, you know, save.
Oh, I'm excited.
Really quickly, like, so one more thing, which is like, but with dating, I show up as SFK. I'm very sensitive and fluffy and soft on the inside. And so I needed this buffer, this
sort
shell.
Of a guard. Okay. Yeah.
Guard. And men would call, some men would be like, I'm not going out with this girl again. And then other men would be like, I noticed you're doing this and I want you to tear. Like, I see you're doing this and
interesting.
Let's get it teared out. And then there's other men that I don't even have that guard with. And that's how you know.
Yeah.
That's how you know you feel safe. Right.
Totally.
It's when I
get to the end. Mm. And it's interesting because I feel like either approach, which is like, you know, when you're doing your live show and you're sharing everything just totally off the cuff, the quote unquote danger there is I'm going to share too much. I'm going to say the wrong thing. I'm going to let people too much in. But then on the flip side, creating the character, it's like, you know, I think it gets back to like that expectation from before of like, if you're going to Joe and the Juice and somebody sees you and they want you to be Regina George who slaps him in the face, but you're not feeling that right at that moment. You know what I mean? So it's like either way, but.
Totally. Yes. It's not always so black and white, right? People expect me to be like a soft, genuine person. My audience is smart enough to know, like, you know, I'm not always like,
I'm not giving that up. Right? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Oh my God.
Like she didn't slap me across the face. What the hell?
Funny. No, but I think they do want those sort of morsels of advice and the mantra.
And
yeah,
the
totally.
Way to communicate it can be various ways. I think it's about what I've realized is that when I choose to show my vulnerability, people love it. Because that's really, that's what confidence is actually being able to be vulnerable. So I dabble.
Yeah, you dabble. I love that. Well, Serena, this has been so much fun. I feel like I've learned a lot from this.
You're amazing. Oh my God, I'm so glad.
I love you. And so is The Shake available all summer?
Yes, all summer long. And if y'all really like it, then we could maybe extend it as well.
Keep it going.
Keep it going. But people have literally been DMing me like, this is my favorite thing on the menu. Like people are literally loving it. So I'm so happy. I can't wait for you to try it. You must.
Yeah. I was supposed to come on Tuesday, but then I had a meeting, so I couldn't come. Yeah.
But yeah. Please get to it.
So excited.
DM me. Thank you so much. You're amazing.
Oh my God.
This again.
This has been so much fun. All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Bye. Thanks for tuning in to We Should Talk. I hope you enjoyed the interview. You can find out more about In The Know at inthenow.com. You can follow me, Gibson John, at Gibsonoma on Twitter and Instagram. And you can listen to all of our interviews, past and future, by searching We Should Talk wherever you get your podcasts. Hope to see you next time.